Unto them. They are like garments unto you, and you are like garments unto them. I've heard lots of ulama and I've read lots of kitabs where this is explained. The best explanation I've come across, I want to share it with you today. Allah is describing your wife as clothes for you, and Allah is describing you as clothes for her. That's the example. Allah says they are like clothes. So let's analyze it. Do you think an example that Allah gives can be wrong in any way? When you want to buy clothes, can you buy a size that's not yours? You are size 10 and you want to buy size 8. It won't fit. You'll tear it. Divorce in 1 month, in a few days. A very important lesson regarding clothes. When you're looking for clothing, what do you look? When you tailor, make your clothing, can you tell the tailor, look, I'm size 10, but leave 10 inches here and 10 inches that side. I might get fat in the future. No, that is clothing. It must fit you. From that, we learn something. In the Sharia, known as compatibility. And in deen, you are looking for someone who's slightly higher than you so that you can actually learn and you can actually come. And on both sides, we should be looking for someone slightly better than us. One might say, well, how do you work that out? You work it out, you'll find it, inshallah. Because the exact level of deen is not known by anyone besides Allah and the person who is involved. I can't judge. You can't judge me. I can't judge you exactly what level of deen. Deen doesn't have a gauge like the speedometer that goes up to 220 on some of these big roads. May Allah grant us understanding. So, hunna libasul lakum, like clothing. Let me take you a little bit further with this clothing here. Very interesting point. What does clothing do to you? When it's very cold, what do? You wear clothing so that you can be protected from adverse weather. What that means is, in marriage also, your husband, the husband must be with the wife and the wife must be with the husband in such a manner that you protect each other from the onslaught of outside. Those external damages that people are trying to inflict, you cover each other. You protect each other. That is libas. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. In winter, you have winter clothes. In summer, you have summer clothes. I hope they are not the clothes of the kuffar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us libasul taqwa at all times. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with the way we dress. So, in the same way that it will protect you from adverse weather, hot and cold, when the situation is heated in the house, your husband is expected to stand up for you at least, utter one word. Even if you have a misunderstanding with your wife, you don't have to go outside to tell the people she's like this and like that, because that won't solve your problem, it will make it worse. And the same applies to the wife. She should never go out to tell her friends and others to say he's like this and like that. That won't solve your problem. It will make it worse. Your clothing covers you. It covers you. In fact, another point, when you have an ill, say I've had a big operation from the top to the bottom. Who knows about it? I've got clothes on. No one knows. My clothes are covering my marks, my blemishes. In the same way, when you are married, you will notice some things about your wife or husband that others don't notice. They won't notice. You must cover them. Only you and he, or you and she, knows it. No one else. That's the clothing. When I take out my clothing, does my clothing speak to people to say that? This is the mark that I was on just now, a few minutes ago. And that also takes us all the way to divorce. The day a person divorces a woman, you don't have to speak bad about her. She doesn't have to speak bad about you. You didn't get on. People like to justify these days, to say, no, I was right, she was wrong. Don't do that. So what? Just say we didn't get on. She's a very good person, but we didn't get on. We were different. There are good people who don't get on sometimes. Very good people, both. But they don't get on because they have different upbringings. So it also takes us to that. The hadith, another hadith says, al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. When it comes to mu'mineen, the description is not that of clothing, because you don't wear each other like husband and wife. To wear clothing is very intimate. It is describing a very intimate relation. But when it comes to a mirror, you will find that you look into the mirror, that is the only time you will be able to rectify what's wrong with you. You have something wrong here, there, a big mark. You will look in the mirror and you will see it. If you don't look into the mirror, you are not going to see it. And when you go away, the mirror doesn't show your image to others. It rectifies you. It rectifies your ill. And it will not talk to someone else. When someone else comes, it talks about their illness, not yours. If our images got stuck on the mirrors, none of us would have mirrors in the bathroom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So let's move further. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu.